Let's start here. The Gemara. Where is the Gemara here? Why am I not seeing it? What's going on here? Let's see. Can you see the screen now?
I can see the screen, but there it is.
Okay. So, we're going to start on Yud Zayin. No, actually, we're not Yud Zayin. We're not Yud Zayin yet. Let's see. We're up to Tes Zayin Amud Beis. We're up to Tes Zayin Amud Beis. Okay, so let's start with Tana Rabbana. I don't know. Tana Rabbana. We learned in a Braisa. Yom Tov Shechal Liyos Be'erev Shabbos. Normally, on Erev Shabbos, you take care of a lot of things for Shabbos, such as you make an Erev Tchumim to put down food within 2,000 Amas from the city so you can walk an additional 2,000 Amas. That's called an Erev Tchumim. An Erev Chatzeres means that people, several people living in the same area so that you can carry from one to the other. So normally on Friday, you would make an Erev Tchum and Erev Chatzeres. What happens if it's Yom Tov comes out to be an Erev Shabbos? So on Yom Tov, the Braisa says, Tanakama says, Ein ha'arvin loy Eruvei Tchumim veloy Eruvei Chatzeres. You cannot make the Erev Tchumim on Yom Tov. You're not allowed to make the Erev Tchumim, so that you should be able to go on Shabbos further, and you can also not make an Erev Chatzeres so that you can carry in between the different yards. You can't do that on Friday, which is Yom Tov. On Yom Tov, you're not allowed to do that. Okay, that's the opinion of the Tanakhama. However, Rabbi Omer, Rabbi disagrees. Rabbi says, Ma'arvin Eruvei Chatzeres, aber lo Eruvei Tchumim. He compromises. He says you could make the Erev between the courtyards, between the yards, but you can't make an Erev Tchumim. And what's the rationale? Why this and not that? On Yom Tov, we have a problem with Tchumim, just like Shabbos. Just like on Shabbos, you're not allowed to go outside of the Tchum. The same is true on Yom Tov. So it turns out Tchumim are prohibited on Yom Tov. On the other hand, carrying Chatzeres, on Yom Tov there is no Isser of Hitzah or carrying. You don't need an Erev. So he says like this, Mipnei Sha'at Oisre B'dover Ha'osur Loi. You can prohibit that you can't make an Erev Tchumim because you can't walk on Tchumim on Yom Tov. On the Friday that you want to make an Erev, you can't walk at Tchumim. But since you could carry, there's no Chatzer, you could make for Shabbos. Let's do the Rashi. Shat Oisrei B'dover Ha'osur Loi Koyach Yesh B'yotcha. You have the power Lesser Olav Milasis Tzerech Mochor Dover Shehu Osur. You have the power to prohibit him from doing something for the next day if that is something that he's asur in that day. Behind the tchumim. Tchumim, he's not allowed to because Sha'ab b'yom tev asur lotzis min ha'tchum. Also on yom tev, you can't go outside of the tchum. So therefore, we can tell you, you can't make a tchumim, an Erev Tchumim for Shabbos since on Yom Tov, because on Yom Tov itself you can't carry outside the Tchum. So you can't do on Yom Tov something that you're not allowed to do on Yom Tov itself. But v'i ata oisroi b'dover amutaloi. But you cannot, Rebbe says, prohibit the person from doing something that he's allowed to do on Yom Tov. Since on Yom Tov itself, he's allowed to carry, he doesn't need an Erev Chatzeres, so it's okay for him on Yom Tov to make the Erev Chatzeres for Shabbos. That's the opinion of Rabbi Rashi, V'yato Yisrael. Ein koyach b'yotcho leser loy milisakim. You don't have the power to prohibit him to fix lemochar for the next day for Shabbos. Davar shu muter boi bayoy. Something which he is permitted during the day itself. You can't prohibit that. The isu tiltul chatzeres lesa b'yomtev. The prohibition of moving around in the courtyards doesn't apply, does not exist on Yom Tov, and therefore on Yom Tov, Erev Shabbos, you can make an Erev Chatzeres for Shabbos. Okay, so now the Gemara says, Itmar, we learned in a Memra. Rav Omar, Rav says, Haloche Kitana Kamer. The Loch is like the Tanakam. You can't do either. Not an Erev Chatzeres, and not an Erev Tavshil, and not a Erev Tchum.
I'm sorry, so the case is when Yom Tov is Erev Shabbos?
This is Yom Tov as Erev Shabbos. And he's trying to make it for Shabbos. But it's Yom Tov. Normally on Friday he does that, but this time it's Yom Tov. The question is, can you do it on Yom Tov? Rebbe says you can't. The Chachamim said you can't do either. And Rebbe says you can do an Erev Chatzeres, which you're allowed to carry. You don't need an Erev Chatzeres on Yom Tov, but you can't make an Erev Tchumim because Yom Tov needs an Erev Tchumim too. So you can't do that for Shabbos. You following?
Yeah, so he wouldn't need to have made it on Thursday.
He could have done it on Thursday, but he didn't do it on Thursday.
Okay. So have before that, the rabbi said, I cover the whole city.
That's talking about Erev Tavshilin. That's a whole different Erev.
Oh, so
that's for cooking. Okay. That's your mezakeh. That's the piece before. But that's an Erev Tavshilin. That's in order to allow you to cook from Yom Tov for Shabbos. Here you're not cooking. Here you're trying to make an Erev for Shabbos itself. But you're trying to do that on Yom Tov. So the Tanakhama says you're not allowed to do not an Erev Tchumim and not an Erev Chatzeres. And the Rebbe says you can do an Erev Chatzeres but not an Erev Tchumim. So Rav says Halachah Tanakhama that you're not allowed to. Either Ushmul Omar Halachah Rebbe that you cannot make an Erev Tchumim but you could make an Erev Chatzeres. So Eboy Lehu. So the people in the yeshiva had a question. They weren't sure exactly what did Shmuel mean when he said Halacha Kerebi? What did he mean Halacha like Rebbe? Lekula? Lekula would mean that you're allowed to make an Erev Chatzeres? Or L'chumra, that you're not allowed to make an Erev Tchumim. But doesn't really fit. I mean, the Tanakhama says you can't do either. The only Rebbe came and made an allowance against what the Tanakhama said. He said, well, an Erev Chatzeres is okay. So for sure, if the Halacha is like Rebbe against the Chachamim, that means Lekula. Because he's not arguing because what are they asking? Lekula lechumra. And the Gemara says pshita de lekula kamar. It's obvious that the halacha is like a Rebbe that you can make an erev chatzeres on Yom Tov, that is erev Shabbos. You can make an erev chatzeres for Shabbos because lechumra that's not Rebbe. The Chachamim also say that you're not allowed to make a erev tchumim on erev Shabbos, which is erev Yom on Yom Tov, which is Erev Shabbos. So the Gemara asks, Pshita Lekula Koma, what kind of question is this? The Gemara explains what the question is. There's something more going on here. Because it's actually a question what Rebbe holds. So he says like this, Mishum deshalach Rabbi Elazar legoilo. Rabbi Elazar sent to the exiles, and he says, Loi kisha'atem shoinim bebabil, not as you have learnt it in Babel. That what? You learn that Rabbi Matir, that means that Rabbi is the lenient one, and the Chachamim are the ones that prohibit. That's the way they learn the machloikas between Tanakam and Rebbe. Rabbi, Tanakam is stringent, and Rebbe is mekel. But he says, El Rabbi Oyser v'chachomim matirim. It's the other way around. Rebbe is the one that is not allowed to. That says you're not allowed to make either. Chachomim permit you to make an Erev Chatzeres. So therefore, Rashi explains, Shum d'sholach Rabbi Elazar chul. Lefikoch, why did they need to ask Lekula Ka'amar Shmuel or Lechumra? Why did they need to ask? Of course it's Lekula, the way it's our in our Gemara. But Mishum Deshalach Rabbi Elazar Lechumra. Because Rabbi Elazar said that Rebbe holds that it's Lechumra. Ve'anu Shoinim, and we learned in our Gemara that Rebbe Lekula. That Rebbe says the kula. So lefikoch shoyal, and the question is, onu Shmuel shekova halacha kerebi. Shmuel, who determined that the halacha is like Rebbe, heichi masne lipluktayu. How does he learn the machlekes? Does he go like Rabbi Elazar, or does he go like us that Rebbe ba'as is the kula? So we're just really asking what Rebbe. What Shmuel holds like. We don't know what the Rebbe says. It's in other words, what did Rebbe say? Like it says over there, it says in Al-Gemara. So this was the question. But we know for sure the statement, whoever says it, Lekula, that's the disagreement. He's arguing only about the Lekula case, about making an Erev Chatzeres on Yom Tov, that it's okay, but we don't know who says that it's okay. Is it Rebbe says that it's okay the way it's by our Gemara, or is it Rebbe saying that it's not okay, like Rabbi Elazar sent to tell them that it's not okay? And that was the question. So the Gemara says, "My, so what's the? So how is this resolved? What does it mean? Who is the halacha like?" In other words, can you make an Erev Chatzeres or not? Because evidently Shmuel paskins like Rebbe, right? And we don't know what Rebbe holds. Is he say the Chumra or not? So more Toshma. Come up, prove to you. The Rab Tachlifa Barav Dimi Ovad Uvda Kavosi de Shmuel. It says that Rab Tachlifa Barav Dimi, he made a ruling, or he did a fact, he did a case, and he ruled like Shmuel. Okay, but we don't know yet. L'chumra l'kula, he just did like Shmuel. We don't know yet. What did he do? But Rav comments, Rav did, he says, Tchilas hayro dahay tzurba merabonan. The first ruling of this young scholar, he's referring to Shmuel. He made a mistake, Likilkula, he ruined it. Because Likilkula, what are we understanding? Because this Rab Tachlifa Barav Dimi, he said that you can, we're presuming now, he said that you can make an Erev Chatzeres on the Yom Tov that's Erev Shabbos. And Rav was commenting, he says his first ruling, he made a mistake. Because he holds the halacha is like the Tanakhama. Now, we still don't know yet 100% what did he rule like Rebbe? Did he rule to be lenient like the Rebbe? Or did he learn to be strict like Rebbe? We don't know yet what Rebbe said. We don't know yet what the ruling of Shmuel. And the reason why the key to understand it is because he said likil kula. He ruined it. If he ruled that it's permissible, so he ruined it. Why? Because people went and made the Erev Chatzeres on Shabbos. But if we should say that Shmuel holds, if we should say that Rebbe says that it's Asur, so what did he ruin it? He didn't ruin anything over there. He told them that they can't do it. Right? From the fact that he uses the language, that the first thing what he did, he messed it up, basically, that he's saying. So, because he's saying he messed it up, it must mean that he did it l'kula. So that means that, and he says that he did like Shmuel, that means that Shmuel says l'kula. If you're going to say that Rebbe was saying, Shmuel was saying, the loch like Rebbe, that you could make the Erev Chatzeres, Hanukil Kula, that's, he ruined it, he messed it up, because he made a wrong halacha. Eli Yamrat L'chumra, but if you're going to say that it is L'chumra, Michael Kula, what kind of a ruin you go? So he said, what, that you're not allowed to do it. It's okay, so he didn't ruin it. So he wants to criticize this ruling of this Talmud Chacham, that he started off with a wrong ruling. He ruined it. How did he ruin it? He says, you can't. But if Shmuel Paskins like a Rebbe that says that you can't, so nothing went out, nothing wrong happened. The Gemara says, yes, yeah, no, this is a Kivon the Mekalkilo Barabi. Interesting, because many people will become ruined because you were Machmir and you said you can't make an Erev. They forget and they can't. So he says you can't have an Erev, right? So he ruined it for the other people who didn't make an Erev because he said you can't make an Erev Chatzeres. And they forgot and they carried it anyways. So then he made them sin. So that's called a kilkul. Even though it was l'chumra that he didn't allow them. But not allowing them is also messing it up. It's messing it up for those people who mistakenly will be carried, which is also the issue sometimes, you know, of making an Erev, as they say in the name of the Rebbe, that the Rebbe said to make an Erev, but don't tell anybody about it. So those who forget, or those who don't care, at least they won't be violating the law. So that is what he ruined them. Because he ruined the Chumra, not to do it, that's how he ruined it. Why Kikulas? Rashi explains, verse 17a, if it was permitted, and he asserted, because he followed Shmuel, Rav Tachlif over there, he followed Shmuel, so if you were allowed to, and he said asr, a lot of people mistakenly carried. So that goes to show you that also you got to be careful. To say asr is not necessarily a good thing, because sometimes it makes it, it ruins the other people, because you don't let them have the Erev Chatzeres and they're going to carry it anyways, or by accident.
But couldn't they just say, well, we don't like Shmuel? Yeah, it's not like there was no opinion that says that they couldn't.
Yeah, well, but he says this from new rabbi, Tzurba Marabona ruled like Shmuel, and he was wrong. And what do you mean? Why was he wrong? Because he messed up. He messed up because people got stuck without a native. That's called a mess up too. That's what the Gemara answers. So the Gemara, Amar Abasi, Amar Rav, Amar Rav Chisda, Amar Rav Huna. Harocha k'rebi v'leser. He makes it very clear to it that it's stuck the other way around. That Rebbe asers, you cannot make not an Erev Tchumim either. It's a locha. Well, no mess up. That's stuck in the locha. The Gemara moves on now to another halacha. Zertan Rabbanu, we learned in Abraisa. Yom Tov Shechali is B'Shabbos. So, what's the halacha Yom Tov that comes out on Shabbos? Now it's with the Davni. Beis Shammai Omrim. So, on a regular Yom Tov, you daven seven brachas. Why? The three first brachas, the three last brachas, and then you have the Kedusha Sayyoyim Be'emtza, the sanctity of the day, in the middle. But what happens if we have two sanctities of 2 days? You have Shabbos and Yom Tov. Do you combine them or you do them separately? So, the Braisa says, Beis Shammai say, the Braisa says, Beis Shammai said, Mispalo Shmoina. If you have Yom Tov and Shabbos, then you'll do eight brachas. Instead of seven brachas, do eight. Vayomer shal Shabbos b'fnei atzma, v'shal Yom Tov b'fnei atzma. You say each bracha, Shabbos by itself and Yom Tov by itself. Uvesila loimrim, Vesila say no, Mispalo Sheva, you daven seven, and you combine. You combine the Shabbos and Yom Tov, Mascha b'shal Shabbos. You start over the Shabbos, and you do, Rashi says, bracha achas l'shneim. You do one bracha for both, for Shabbos and Yom Tov. U'maskil haskir Shabbos t'chilo. You start to mention Shabbos first. Say, v'titin lonu esyoim ha'menucha, esyoim ha'Shabbos, we say that. V'esyoim ha'klein yazah. So you say first Shabbos, and then you say Yom Ha'klein. U'mesayim b'shal Shabbos. But you conclude with Shabbos, but you don't say Yom Tov. U'mesayim ha'brocha b'shal Shabbos, v'kadosh ha'Shabbos v'suloi. You don't mention Zmanim.
Is that a second thing?
You start with
Shabbos, and
they say, and then you put in there Yom Chag Pliny, and you conclude with Shabbos. You don't mention Yom Tov at the end. Masai Mabrach, we'll see. There's another opinion. That's the way we do. We don't do it this way. We do it the other way. We say Mekadosh Shabbos, both, and the Hazman. Mekadosh Yisroel and Hazman. We'll see the Gemara in a second. Kadosh Yisroel v'Azmanim, or Mekadosh HaShabbos v'Yisroel v'Azmanim. That's what we do. V'ayim Kedush Yisroel v'Emtza, and he says the sanctity of the day in v'Emtza, which means because the beginning and the end is with Shabbos, the Yom Tov comes in the middle. V'atit lonu Esyem HaMenucha Zeh. Rabbi Omer, Rabbi disagrees, and he says, "Av Chosim Bo." You also conclude with the Yom Tov, and therefore you say, "Mekadesh HaShabbos Yisroel Vazmanim." Mekadesh HaShabbos Yisroel Vazmanim. Then you conclude with Mekadesh HaShabbos Yisroel Vazmanim. Okay. So what do we say? Mekadesh HaShabbos. First, so this is the Eibishter is Mekadesh Shabbos. Who's Mekadesh Shabbos? The Eibishter. The Jewish people, we have nothing to do with the Shabbos. Which means the Shabbos is there. Every 7 day is Shabbos, right? We're not sanctifying the Shabbos. Who sanctifies the Shabbos? The Eibishter. However, Yom Tov, we decide, the Beis Din decides when Rosh Chodesh is, right? So therefore, it's Yisrael v'Azmanim. the Yidden and the times, because they are the ones. We'll see now. So the Gemara says, "Toni tame kame de Ravino." So there was a Tana. The rabbi was from a Ravino when he was saying what Rebbe said. The Milsa the Rebbe, he said Mekadesh. He changed it. Mekadesh Yisroel v'Hashabbos v'Azmanim. Instead of Hashabbos first and then Yisroel v'Azmanim, he says Mekadesh Yisroel v'Hashabbos v'Azmanim. Mekadesh Yisroel v'Hashabbos v'Azmanim. Mekadesh Yisroel v'Hashabbos v'Azmanim. That's the way he translated it. Amar Lei, so he says to him, Ravino says to him, Otu Shabbos Yisroel Mekachile. He's saying Yisroel v'Hashabbos as if the Yidden make the Shabbos. Do then the Yidden Mekachile to the Shabbos? Otu Yisroel Shekedam to Kushus Kedushas Yisroel Neshel Shabbos. You said the sanctity of the Yidden for Shabbos. Bishleimos Manim. We understand when you talk about the times, about the Yontif. So you have to introduce first the Kedushas Yisroel, Mekadesh Yisroel, before you talk the Kedushas Yontif. Shal Yidei Kedushas Yisroel Niskachahe. That through the sanctity of the Yidden, they were sanctified. Because the Yontif would not be without the Yidden. Vilul in Niskachi Yisroel, had the Yidden not been sanctified, lo yikayim chadoshim, then they wouldn't set up chadoshim. V'koyim moedim bezdin, we would not declare festival in bezdin, had it not been for Mekadesh Yisroel. So therefore, Yisroel comes before Zmanim. But Shabbos, why should they do it? For Shabbos Mekadesh v'kayim, but Shabbos is Kodesh. And it's automatic by itself. Shabbos Mekachim Kaimim, Mesheshis Mebreshis, Veinat Luya Bekvizit Rosh Chodesh. It doesn't hinge on the Kvizit Rosh Chodesh, so there's no point of Yom Mekadesh. So the way he fixed it, he says, Elaimo, Mekadesh HaShabbos, Yisrael Bazman, the Eberster is Mekadesh HaShabbos, and the Yidden are Yisroel v'Azmanim. Om Rav Yosef, says Rav Yosef, Halacha ki Rebbe, that we conclude with the Zmanim also, the Torah Ravina, as Ravina translated it, say, Mekadesh HaShabbos, Yisroel v'Azmanim. Okay. Tana Rabbanon, Lina Braisa, Shabbos Shechal Liyiz B'Rish Chodesh V'Chevel Shamoy. Yav Shabbos, that comes out on Rosh Chodesh or Chol HaMoed. So, Shabbos, you daven 7. What about Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed, Yalav Yovei? Is Arvis, Shachris, and Mincha, Mispal Sheva? So, all prayers, Arvis, Shachris, Mincha, you daven 7. 7 brachas. Ve'omer me'ein ha'me'ura, and you say something about what happened, whether Rosh Chodesh Chol HaMoed, Rosh Chodesh HaMoed, Menor, Ba'avoida. When you say, Bahoshe Ba'avoida, Tegon Yalu V'yove Birchas Avoida, saying the blessing of Avoida. Ritzei Hashem Elokeinu, and they say Yalu V'yove. Yim Le'omar, if you didn't say it, Machzir Nesim. You have him go back. Rabbi Lezer Eimer, he disagrees, not in the Ritzei, not in the Avoida, but he says Ba'ido. Ha'ido is Kimeshu Eimer al Anis B'chanak Opurim. Just like B'chanak Opurim, you say in the Bracha Avoida, so Rosh Chodesh Chol HaMoed, you say Yalav V'yavei, you say in the Bracha Avoida, in Moed Manach Noloch. So these are the three prayers. B'musofim, and what do we do in Musaf? So then the middle bracha, Maschil b'shul Shabbos, u'masayim b'shul Shabbos. You start off the bracha with Shabbos. Matin lona Hashem l'keinu yom Shabbos hazeh. And you conclude with Shabbos. V'ayim k'dush ayim k'dush ayim b'yamtza. And then you say the bracha, matin lona Hashem l'keinu yom Shabbos hazeh. And then you also conclude with Shabbos. And you see him in the middle. Shema Gamliel. Rabbi Shmuel ben Yosef b'Yechon b'Brukah Imrim. They say, Komokim shuhuskak l'shava. Whenever you need to say the seven brachas, Maschil b'shol Shabbos, Zam Shabbos, v'ayim k'dushim in the middle. What does it mean? Afilu arav is shachris mincha. Ein halacha ka'isa hazuk. This is an extra Rashi. This doesn't belong here. This belongs over there. So how is it different? Because they make a chilek between no, in other words, they say we don't do it in the Hoidah or Avodah. He says Kedushim Be'emtza in the middle of Musaf instead of doing it in the Bracha Yalav Yovei, or doing it in the Bracha instead of doing Yalav Yovei by Ritzei, or you do it in the middle of the Shemoneh Esrei. But he says no. Komok shuskot l'sheva, afil arvi shachris mincha. Even if it's arvi shachris mincha, we do over there. We do it in the bracha. Maschil b'shul Shabbos, same b'shul Shabbos. V'ayim k'dush shayoyim be'emtza. So you don't do yalav v'yava. You don't do the haidah. You don't do. By Hedo, you do it in the bracha. Amar Rav Huna, said Rav Huna, Ein halocha k'oisa hazuk, k'arsina. Elok et anakama d'omar, arvi shachris mincha, mispal ul sheva, v'oimer, me'en amur b'avoida. We do it in the avoida, we do yalav yom. Mihu, lav hilchse, Kabosi behold the Kamar Umusofim Elabahoy Sakrab Domar of Khisimbo Rakadish Hashabas Yisrael Bazmanim Orosh Khadosh Brosh Khadish. So the conclusion over there, you go, you do say Rakadish Hashabas Rolmanim Orosh Khadosh Brosh Khadish. So we're not just Messiah Mishal Shabbos. So basically, we don't say Yalav Yavoi if we're doing Musaf. The Musaf is included in Yalav Yavoi. We do it in the third, in the seventh, in the middle bracha. But not the way they say it, that because you do Mekadosh Shabbos, it was man, like we said before. Okay, I...